Welcome to PWDA News, June 2019, Issue 1. A message from the President, David Abello. It is with great sadness I let you know of the passing of Annie Parkinson. Annie was a longtime activist and PWDA life member. She was a well-loved friend and colleague to many. In the 40 years I knew her, she made an enormous contribution to collective action and social change, including in the disability movement and PWDA. She will be missed by many. PWDA sends all its condolences and love to Annie's partner, Sue Bowrey, and to her family, friends, and colleagues. Latest news. We welcome the new ministers appointed by Prime Minister Morrison. The new Minister for Family and Social Services, Anne Rushton, and the new Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Stuart Robert, take up their portfolios at a time of change for people with disability in Australia. We look forward to working with both ministers to implement their commitments to people with disability. See our full statement on our website. The National Disability Strategy is being renewed for the next decade, detailing how we will fulfill our obligations under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, putting the rights of people with disability at the centre of everything the Australian Government does to deliver change across the community, including with other levels of government. We will keep working to uphold those rights. And you can help by having your say in the NDS consultation to shape the future of disability policy for 2020 and beyond. The survey at engage.dss.gov.au is open until June 17. You can also register for a public online forum, which will run from June 17 to June 21. Do you need help? Ring Wayfinder Hub, toll-free 1800 843 929. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. We are attending the Conference of State Parties to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities at the United Nations Headquarters, New York, from 11th to 13th June 2019, to advocate on an international level for the rights of people with disability. The DPO Australia delegation consists of Therese Sands, Paige Burton and Matthew Bowden from People with Disability Australia, June Reamer and Sirieko Trelogan from First Peoples Disability Network, and Heidi LaPaglia and Sarah Hubelt from Women with Disabilities Australia. Look out for more on COSP this week on our website and social media, including PWDA's new Instagram account, which you can find at instagram.com/PWDAustralia. Our delegation is updating Insta stories live from the conference. And don't forget to check out the COSP12 hashtag on Twitter. Latest disability news. NDIS fraud has been in the news with our Director of Media and Communications, Elle Gibbs, talking to Pro Bono Australia and saying that the NDIA needs to set up processes to screen registered providers. You can also read Elle's take on what's next for the NDIS at croaky.org. Australia's immigration system continues to unfairly discriminate against migrants with disability and their families, despite a 2009 bipartisan inquiry making a number of recommendations that have not been implemented. You can read more at sbs.com.au. And we must ensure the diversity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices is heard in this Royal Commission. You can read more about that at theconversation.com. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability has opened a temporary employment register for people with disability to register their interest in future job openings at the Royal Commission. Find out more at recruitment.ag.gov.au. Submissions to the Royal Commission into Aged Care in Australia are ongoing. You can contribute online, by phone, or in person, and you may be able to attend a community forum in your area. Find out more on our website. We are looking for 10 organisations across New South Wales to participate in the Building Access Project, a joint initiative with Domestic Violence New South Wales and Women's Community Shelters to improve the accessibility of domestic and family violence services. Join the disability rights movement, become a PWDA member, or let someone else know about our free membership. Have you liked us on Facebook or followed us on Twitter? Join the PWDA social media community and stay up to date with the latest information. You can also donate to PWDA and support disability rights in Australia.